Okay, last time. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Are you picturing an egg in a frying pan? Of course, that's a well-known anti-drug ad from the 80s. But culture on campus has turned a corner. Harm reduction is the new approach. And students at Algonquin have developed an online gaming app that will help their peers party hard, but with fewer consequences. Hallie Cottenham is here with more. Hi, Hallie.
Hi, Robin.
So tell us a bit more about this new approach when it comes to drugs and alcohol on campus.
Well, it's a new approach because people, young people especially, were not listening to the old approach. They didn't believe the doomsday warnings. And not only that, but the zero tolerance abstinence message was shutting down the conversation. Amanda Nielsen is a harm reduction consultant who worked with the students on the project.
We're not here to do the scary, just say no, drugs are bad, right? Alcohol and other drugs are something that students experiment and use. And so being able to be real and in the here and now with students is that's what support's all about.
So she admits, and the campus admits, that students are using and that some are abusing. So they want to offer support, keep the lines of communication open. It's part of a much larger provincially funded initiative.
That's interesting, because I'm wondering if we're talking about illegal drugs here, that might surprise some parents, perhaps taxpayers, that an educational institution is going that far.
Yeah, but the harm reduction program claims, it says, it does not condone any use of illegal drugs, but it does acknowledge the reality. So here's Amanda Nielsen again, speaking about how drug use doesn't normalize it.
People are already using. They're not asking the college's permission. They're not asking parents' permission. They're not asking the police permission whether or not to use. They are using. And so often that argument, I compare it to the argument that I grew up with, which is, oh my goodness, if we put condoms in the bathroom, kids are going to start having sex. Talking about it doesn't mean people are going to do it. It's for the people who are already doing it. How do we keep them safe? How do we minimize the risks? How do we provide information so that they know here's what social use is and here's what harmful use is? And here are the supports on and off campus to be able to support you if you're struggling with it.
Hallie, are there any stats on how big a problem alcohol and drug use is on campus?
Well, fresh numbers are expected shortly from the National College Health Assessment, which collected data from 42 campuses in March of this year. But the 2013 results of that same study revealed something that surprised me, it might surprise you, 61% of students said they had never smoked pot. Polly Leonard heads up the harm reduction project at Algonquin, and she says that number, 61%, is significant.
People think that you go to college and, you know, you're drinking all the time and you're smoking all the time and it's just, you know, a crazy life, right? But what we're trying to say is that actually that is the minority population that is doing that.
So some of the on-campus education is about spreading that message. Not everybody is doing it, but if you do, there's a safer way to do it.
Okay, so that's the thinking then behind the harm reduction piece. Let's get to the students who took that information and ran with it. Who did you meet?
22-year-old Jordan Gignac is the lead developer of the harm reduction app. He's in Algonquin's computer engineering technology program. And 20-year-old Erin Vincent is the lead designer. She's a combined Carleton and Algonquin student getting a BA in information technology and interactive multimedia and design. Quite put my old BA to shame, that title. Anyway, I asked them what their first reaction was to the idea of harm reduction.
When I originally heard it, I kind of thought putting like bubble wrap on corners for babies, and that's 100% honest.
Don't leave your knives out on kitchen counters. Wear a helmet. So I got more educated about it as I continued to work on the project. To me, harm reduction is the idea that people are going to use drugs and alcohol whether or not we tell them it's okay. So if they're going to do it, we might as well tell them how to do it safely.
Some people are going to take you telling them not to do something as just something they maybe should try because rebellion, childhood rebellion.
Teenage angst.
Yeah.
And Hallie, did they have any real life experience to bring to the table?
Yeah, pretty typical, I'd say. And I think most of our listeners can relate.
I've had a couple of experiences with drinking where you just mix too many. I just drank way too quickly and didn't drink enough water.
I have used drugs before. So, I mean, I have a lot of friends who are kind of in that kind of circle. You see people at concerts and stuff who not practicing their good harm reduction techniques for MDMA or club drugs and stuff like that.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about the app or online game then that Jordan and Erin came up with.
It's called Rainy Days, and Days is spelled D-A-Z-E, as in dazed and confused. And the first step is that people pick an icon, either a bottle or a sprig of pot or a bag of pills. So you choose which substance you want to play, and the subgames have names such as Slidey Slide or Texty Text. And I asked Jordan to give me a bit of a play-by-play as he demonstrated Slidey Slide.
So the point of this game is to grab the drinks off the conveyor belt. We give them a pattern of drinks, wine or beer or water bottle, and you have to pick the match the pattern as fast as you can, and you have a timer that's going up that keeps track of your performance. But what you'll find out is that every single time you play it, there's never two alcohol drinks one after the other. So it's not really direct about it originally. So you're playing it, and if
subconsciously.
People play it, they go, oh, I see what you're trying to do here. I get it. All right. Yeah.
At first, they're like, why is there so much water? You'll realize that it never gives you two different kinds of alcohols either.
Don't mix your drinks.
Your drinks. That's what this one's about, and it's very subtle. I had one of my friends play it. She's just like, wait, is this what this was about? Yes.
Okay, so that's the Slidey Slide game. What about Texty Text? What's that one all about?
Well, this game is designed to mimic a Snapchat or an instant message conversation between friends as they plan a night out. So you're offered a multiple choice response. Take a listen.
Hey, are you coming out tonight?
And so my options are, hell's yes, I'm just chowing down before I head out. Or, you know it, I'm pre-drinking hard.
And then I would respond, haha, I get so sick on an empty stomach. Do you know how you're going to get home?
So once again, it gives me options. So I'll go bus probs, maybe Uber if you want to split it.
So I just heard that Krista scored some Molly and she's going to share.
My choices are, sweet, we can close out the bar with that and shots. Or, haha, maybe next time, but I'm just drinking tonight.
So the right answer is pretty easy to spot, but it is kind of funny. The dialogue is funny. And the students found that when they allowed this focus group to play it, they just wanted to keep on playing to get a higher score. Their innate competitiveness wanted them to keep on going. And the hope is that the message slips in while they're on the site. They're getting these little pop-ups, little bits of practical advice about how to drink and drug more safely. And if they have real questions, there's a list of resources that they can turn to follow up.